They're located on the corner of Route 1A and Route 46 in Holden. Now, if you stop in for something and for some reason you can't find it, ask the people at G&M and they'll make every effort to get it just for you. Whatever you need this fall, whether you're on the road or just hanging around the house, G&M Family Market's got what you need. They're on the corner of Route 1A and Route 46 in Holden, and they're open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's G&M Family Market. .446, oh, that's a fine version of the Stein song, although I liked it better personally Saturday early evening when the Black Bears were singing it right on Tubby Raymond Field at Delaware Stadium. Thanks in large part to the work of our next guest, Austin Brown of the Maine Black Bears, picked up a fumble, scampered 62 yards for the touchdown, and that proved to be the game winner for Maine in a 28-21 victory. Austin, thanks for being with us and congratulations.
No worries. Well, thank you for having me.
Well, that was a remarkable play. Let's talk about that first, how it all developed. You guys have been having a hard time all day trying to bring down Wes Hills. Who knocked the fumble loose, and did you think you had a touchdown all the way on that one?
Yeah, sure. Well, Darius Green, watched the film. Darius Green did a great job at actually getting off a block and then causing the fumble and making the tackle. So I saw the ball lying on the ground for what seemed like an eternity, seemed like forever, and I just did all I could to pick it up, and my teammates really did a large part by helping me down the field and really making that play possible. I mean, Taji Lowe and Najee Dewey were the two that really contributed a lot on that play and really made the touchdown possible.
Yeah, it was a terrific play, and then the way you get to the end zone and a big celebration, and watching the tape of it in the middle of that celebration, there was Coach Cause down there. He got some elevation.
Yeah, I saw him. I was thinking when I was in the end zone, I was like, I should go over and hug Coach Cause, you know. But I heard all the fans and whatnot, so I waved to them, which is pretty exciting. And you watch Coach Cause in the film, he's quite exciting, so.
Well, it's great to get a win and great to get a conference win on the road. It's never easy. But for you guys, the road is it's a different place because so many of you come from Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey, that area that sometimes you get a great turnout, and you guys had a big collection of family and friends there for the game.
Exactly, and that's the thing. I mean, a lot of the guys are from the tri-state area, so you know whenever we travel to an area that's around Delaware or Jersey or Pennsylvania, we always know that that there's going to be a big turnout, which is super exciting to come and play against. So whenever we're out on the road, we always know that our fans are going to be there supporting us, which we're super appreciative of.
Back-to-back come-from-behind wins, and those have not come very often for Maine in recent years. What's different this year, and what is it about this group that makes you believe, even if you're down at the half, that you're going to come back and win that thing?
I really just think it's the belief that the coaching staff really instills in us. I mean, from the day one of camp to now, they're just preaching that games are won in the CA in the fourth quarter. And we know that each day that when we go out there and play every Saturday that these games more than likely not going to come down to the fourth quarter. So just knowing that the coaches instill that belief in us that don't stop believing, just go out there, do everything you can, do your job. That plays a big part in what we believe in and what we do as players because our coaches at the end of the day put us in the best situation to be successful, and we trust them, and we just, it's been paying off, so we like it.
We're talking with Maine linebacker Austin Brown here on Downtown. You guys, your linebacker core really had to rally together without Kristoff out there on Saturday. You mentioned Taji Lowe, his first start, did an outstanding job, and you got great work, too, from Zach Hume, from Sterling Sheffield. Does that pull you together as a team when you know you've got a guy who's been such a big part of the defense not out there?
Exactly. I mean, it certainly does. I mean, we knew that falling in for Omar would be a big task to uphold, but he did a great job with himself, just talking to us, letting us know what he was seeing out there on the field, and really being with the coach. So he wasn't out there on the field per se, but he was really out there with his mental instincts and the way that he plays. He was really talking to us and really trying to get that instilled in us. So
Well, this week you come back to Orono. It's the homecoming game. You guys are now right in the thick of the race in the CAA with just that one conference loss. Albany suffered their first conference loss, 3 overtimes to Richmond. So this is a pretty good Albany team, and a team that's given you a hard time through the years at Orono. But most of all, we got to get 10,000-plus up there and fill that stadium on Saturday.
I agree. I mean, 10,000-plus at the Alphon, it seems a great atmosphere. And just to get everyone out there, if they have 10,000 fans on homecoming, that would be a spectacle to see. That would be great.
And from what it looks like, they're a team that thrives on making turnovers, a plus 19 turnover plus minus ratio for them so far. And so it may be that you or Najee or somebody else got to get a little more magic and get some Black Bear turnovers too this week.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, the more turnovers, the better, whether it's myself or Najee or anyone on the Black Hole defense. Really, just our main goal is to go out there and call turnovers and get the ball back to Austin so they can do their thing.
Well, Austin, congratulations again on the big play and most of all the big victory. Been an exciting season so far. Let's keep that winning streak going this week.
Yes, I agree. Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. It's Austin Brown, linebacker from the Black Bears, finance major out of Pennsylvania, joining us here on Downtown.